The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. You are listening to Making Life Brighter on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, where we provide you with the latest information in natural healing, consciousness training, and all cutting-edge healing modalities, featuring experts in their field, including authors, musicians, and artists. Making Life Brighter is your forum for healing, inspiring, and uplifting entertainment. Here is your host, Winifred Adams.
Welcome, and you're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. My name is Winifred Adams, and I'm your host. Today, we have our last and final segment in the Elephant Series live in Brazil. I'm excited to bring this to you, and I am excited that the elephants hopefully are going to move very soon. So your contribution still helps get them moved into the sanctuary, and they are in the process of that right now. They have more to do, and there's several phases to this special sanctuary happening in Brazil. Now, if you missed the other shows that I've done that I did live in Brazil, please go back to the archives and check them out there. We've had over 30,000 listeners worldwide just for that show alone, and it's been amazing. So thank you to everyone around the world in all the countries around the world that have listened and tuned into that. Tell a friend, share the archive with a friend, and let them know that this is going on. Because when you do that, what you're also doing is you're sending the vibration around the world, and the elephants are actually picking up on that too. It gives them quite a bit of excitement to know that this is possible for them. And when I went to the zoo in Brasilia, which I talked about in my first show, I spoke with the elephants, and they actually came out and listened to what I was telling them. Same thing happened here in LA. And, you know, everywhere I've gone, I've been speaking with the elephants, even in the zoo in Switzerland. And they were very, very excited to hear that somebody in their lineage would be able to be free and live their world free, unlike they were it captured or in captivity, even in a zoo. So, you know, scientists are saying that these elephants in the zoos are extremely depressed on account of not being able to live their life like they would naturally. And some of them, like Chocolata in Brazil, are isolated. They're all alone. They have no other elephant to talk to or rub against or share trunks with or anything. And hopefully that elephant, which is in state custody in Brazil, will end up at the sanctuary and he won't have to be alone anymore. So check out the Facebook posts that I'm going to be putting up there soon. Go to Facebook and go to Making Life Brighter, and there you'll see some of the clips that I've been working on and the things that I did when I went to these places. And it's just amazing to see how brilliant these animals are. And I don't mean that condescendingly, like humans are better. I mean, these animals are sentient beings. They know more than we do in some ways. They're tied into a subtle frequency that we aren't. And much of what I've been talking about on the show is to help us come to a place of really aligning with our spirit to move to that kind of subtle frequency. And the elephants are a tremendous way for us to learn. They're more tactile in a way. They're more tangible for us to relate to, unlike whales, for example, that we see only periodically and hope to get a glimpse of. The elephants are right there, and we can watch them much easier than any kind of marine life. The elephants bring a land grounding, and as they walk the energetic ley lines of our world, and if they were allowed to walk as they really should without any encroachment, they would be distributing and allowing the flow of energy in a pattern that helps to send messages, to ground the earth, to give the earth a different availability of give and take with energy. They have a purpose, they have a plan, they have an example to us if we'll watch that and listen. And hopefully with this sanctuary, you'll see some of that in place. So I know that they're intending to set up cameras and you can watch that in real live time. And they just need to get the elephants to the sanctuary and finish the fencing and get phase one and two going. So that's where you come in. And if you'd like to help, go straight to their website, to globalelephants.org, and you can donate there and tell them you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. I appreciate everybody that's donated or even considered donating to this cause, because it's really you supporting an opportunity for change, and in this case, rehab to some of the most important creatures on the planet. So many people say, I don't know how to help, I don't know what to do, and in this case, this is a contribution you can make, big or small, and you can take that contribution and walk forward with it. Now, in my next set of interviews here, in the next segment, I spoke with Scott down there, and he is the president of Global Sanctuary for Elephants. And there's a branch in Tennessee, and there's also the branch down in Brazil now. And he is quite the trooper down there. I was reviewing some of what happened when I went down there and when we placed the sacred crystals that I had brought from John of God, and we kind of bushwhacked, in a way, through to place them in different places on the land where intuitively I had meditated and figured out that there was a need for that energy vortex. And we went to those places and found just the right location that would be some kind of vector point of energy, not only for the land for healing, but also for the elephants once they're free in that sanctuary to roam. So they have a big job down there to create fencing in certain areas so that the first elephants have a designated area. And then they will expand that and go further until really all of them that can come can roam free, and there'll be more than enough room for them all. I mean, it's amazing. There's rivers on this property. There's crystals on this property. There's bluffs on the property. There's mountainous ranges on the property. There's kind of a valley down below where the cows used to be. It's incredible. I think it's a real blessing for them, and they need to keep the property land as well as build the fences and do these other things. So, in lieu of that, there is a very special event coming up on October 13th here in Malibu if you'd like to attend. You're welcome to. It's an art event at Flower and Hughes Art Vault Unlimited Contemporary Fine Art Gallery, and it's at 29757 Pacific Coast Highway, Suite C in Malibu. And if you are interested in going and you'd like more information, call 786-296-5655. That's 786-296-5655. And you can go online also and on makinglifebrighter.com, and we'll have it posted there. So this is the last segment and installment of interviews that I did with Scott down there. And he was explaining the process of his interaction with elephants, as well as what this whole sanctuary means and what it's like to be down there. I mean, this is remote. This is wilderness. People are like an hour and a half away, really. You have to go a long way. And if you break down, that's tough. That's tough. I mean, wow. It is rugged terrain, and it's pristine land. There's tapirs and even cats. There's wild cats. I think they have jaguars in one section of the area, more to the other side of the valley from them. But we saw tapir prints when we were there. We saw other animals, and I guess they're even discovering some new animals that are appearing periodically there. They have just a pristine wildlife. On this property, they have their own chickens, and they're trying to be sustainable so that it can be a living sanctuary. that doesn't encroach upon the actual purpose of the natural landscape with the elephants, but the people can exist there easily, and the volunteers that come in and will be working with the sanctuary as well. So it's a very well thought out plan insofar as the people will come and assist, but the public will not be able to see except for by video cam. And in doing so, from that point of view, the public is able to watch and appreciate without necessarily disturbing the animals in their natural habitat. So on October 13th, from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m., Flower and Hughes and Making Life Brighter Radio are putting on a special art gallery event, and you're invited. Feel free to tell anyone you know. And part of the proceeds of artwork that was commissioned for this event, especially, such as elephant artwork, will go to this sanctuary. But that evening of art is a special evening set aside specifically for this sanctuary. So you can donate directly, of course, to globalelephants.org, or you can come to the evening and join us for some lovely wine and hors d'oeuvres, and you can check out all the great artwork at Flower and Hughes Art Vault Unlimited in Malibu, California. And if you're available, save the date for October 13th, and we'll be there. I'll talk a little bit about what it was like to be down there and do these interviews and what I saw there. So please come out, bring a friend, tell your friends, enjoy. And if you like, if you are going to do dinner beforehand or after, there's Spruzzo's restaurant right nearby. That's wonderful. But please come join us for this amazing evening at Flower and Hughes Art Vault Unlimited in Malibu, sponsored by Making Life Brighter Radio and yours truly. So come and join us. This is going to be a very special evening dedicated to the elephants. Again, you can check out all the details that will be listed at makinglifebrighter.com. And of course, if you have more questions, you can call directly 786-296-5655. If you'd like to hear the old archives from all the interviews that I did with Scott, please go to makinglifebrighter.com and check on the radio tab there, and all the archives are on the player. Be sure to like us on Facebook and check us out there. Tell a friend, because we're going to be posting some of the videos, and then I have a very special series coming up, and I will be sharing with you what it takes to be great inside the mind of an Olympic athlete. And I'm going to go firsthand and take you to Lake Placid Olympic Training Center, where the athletes are actually preparing to qualify for the Olympics right now. And they'll be showcasing with us what it takes to become an Olympic athlete, what it takes to be that great, what it takes to be that focused, and what they're up against any given day, and in 4 years of intense training for one moment. I'm going to kick off this series next week with our very own Savannah Graybill, who is a skeleton competitor. Can you imagine that? So she's going to ask me to go down on the skeleton, and I may do it. And if I do it, you're going to hear about it, and hopefully I live to tell that, right? So Amanda Graybill does skeleton. That's face down, head first, on something that looks like a very, very tiny body sled going down an ice chute at 95 miles an hour. Woo! Oh my God. So what drives a girl like that? Well, we're going to find out. You're going to find out next week on Making Life Brighter Radio. We'll be right back with the Global Sanctuary for Elephants live in Brazil. Stay tuned.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
And we've been having shows about the free roam sanctuary that's being developed in Brazil right now and all the fencing that needs to go in so we can move the elephants in America to this free roam sanctuary that are ready to be moved, and a project that's not only ripe, but it's poignant and it's time. So if you'd like to donate to this cause and get that fencing finished and move them immediately to a place where they can thrive freely, you can go to globalelephants.org and donate there. We've been talking about so many neat shows, and you can go back and listen to the archives at makinglifebrighter.com on the radio tab and the player. And, you know, you've been down here now, Scott, for how long?
We've been in Brazil for about a year and a half.
On faith, really gone into this whole hung and engaged in a way their neighbor them to something that seems kind of foreign. And how have they responded to that overall?
Oh, we've actually seen a remarkable response in the United States 20 years ago when we started the first sanctuary there. It's just welcomed. It's just embraced. And we've been working with Santuário de Elefantes de Brazil. And there's quite an elaborate team of volunteers. We're the ones here working on the physical project and physical property and living in the middle, doing the physical legwork to bring it all together. But it is a group effort. And with this group effort, it's about educating across the board. And not only with our direct experience, but we see with our volunteers also. When there's a lot of doubts, a lot of questions. But for the vast majority, I'd say 80 to 90%, you know, when you explain why, when you explain damage psychologically and emotionally, you just see this light go off in their head, and they just say, I didn't know. I just didn't realize. And of course we have to do something. If this is what and this happens with my very poor Portuguese. I'm still learning Portuguese. difficult language. But the classic scenario when we're looking at land and we have looked at property, it's not just any property will do. And as you know, we got really, really fortunate, and it's many elements came together at the right time to make this property work. And this see a property that was about a six to eight hour venture with somebody that didn't speak any English, and at the time I spoke no Portuguese. And at the end, as we were leaving the property, which was a really remarkable property further north, we were about halfway back to the town, about a 2 hour trek, and he pulled off to the side of the road, looked at me, and Portuguese said, I want to be a protector of elephants. And it's like, okay, my bad Portuguese worked. He may not have had understood everything, but people get it. They really get it. They don't understand initially, but when you tell them the truth, you know, that's all you need.
What's the most blazing truth that they need to understand?
Oh, the most blazing truth. that animals deserve more. I think they deserve higher level of respect. They deserve a life that is their own, and they deserve a life that is. And that's what we're trying to do: is give them a life that is truly theirs. It's not all glorious. It's not always perfect. It's not this pie in the sky altruistic. Remarkable. It's profound, altering for them and for us. But it's. We're still dealing with the negative impact of what humans have done to them, and it can be a challenge. But the biggest thing we can do for them is get out of the way of these elephants. That's to stop the land encroachment. You know, it's starting to treat them with the level of respect that we want for each other, because to the beings they share the world with. And one of the primary questions we have is how will they adapt to the wildlife here? They're not a threat, and they're not threatened. And with this, you end up having a peace, a level of not only, you know, in the nature of who they are, with the way they migrate, the way they forage, their seed dispersal, their dung, they actually promote fauna. So we're going to see this property blossom even further when elephants come here. What is the core thing, you know, is we just have to respect them more. We have to give them their life.
And why is it that in this country, for example, I'm happy to believe that there won't be poaching, and there's so much of it in Africa? What is all that? We're ignorant in the United States of what really goes on in these other countries, you know, because people want to donate money. Well, I'm going to donate to Africa. Okay, well, there's all these causes in Africa, and everything is hot on Africa right now. And I asked in an earlier show, why Brazil? But let's talk about poaching for a minute. What is that, and what's the difference between, say, Africa and Brazil and poaching?
Well, of course, you know, the poaching exists in wild populations. And elephants are not wild to Brazil. They are not indigenous to Brazil. We are dealing with captive elephants. And there are a phenomenal number of organizations. There's a vast number of organizations that are all doing great work. And it takes all of us. We hear some people say, you know, isn't there a competition for money, you know, against these other organizations? I think not really. You know, because I think that we have the ability as humans and our societies, we have the ability to help all. It's not a limited pot. You know, the pot is growing as people create more awareness and open their hearts more to the impact that we're having, not only the negative impact that we're having, but the positive impact that we can have, both in the wild and captivity. We are here in captivity. We're dealing with captive elephants because that's where our specialty is. That's where I have the most knowledge and experience, and this is where I can have the greatest positive benefit on the lives of the elephants. What's happening in the wild is equally as tragic as what's happening in captivity. Poaching is at an all-time high.
Why?
Greed. It goes back to human greed. Elephants are being shot for their tusk for trinkets to put on a shelf. And the thing with America, and from living overseas, we see even more, is we realize how sheltered Americans are to what's going on in most of the world. And we're really quite ignorant to a lot of what's happening in most of the world. And we often point the finger, oh, that's a China problem. Well, China is the leading consumer of ivory. The second one is the United States. It's happening
for
in our
what?
Own backyards.
We don't even know this, but what's it used for?
It's used for trinkets. It's used for decorations. There's no medicinal purpose to an elephant tusk. You know, rhino horns are being, you know...
Touted for aphrodisiacs.
Absolutely, which is equally as insane, you know, but touted as medicinal. Elephants aren't even this. Elephant tusks aren't even this. It's no medicinal purpose. It's just for a little trinket. It's for decoration on your shelf, and we're massacring these species. It goes back to education.
Pianos.
It goes back to education. We have to educate ourselves as to what's really going on in the world. We don't need this. You know, what does it mean to have this trinket? Sure, it's beautiful. Sure, it's, you know, some people tout it as good luck, you know, to have a piece of ivory. You know, no, it's the death. You have a dead elephant on your shelf, is how I look at it.
Maybe you have karma, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's carrying that death. It's carrying the fear. It's carrying the anxiety that it felt, you know, and that in those last moments. I have no doubt about that at all. We have the ability to change this through education, through conscious living, and not just with elephant tusk, through everything that we do, through where are you purchasing the hardwood for your floors? Is it from a truly sustainable practice? Whether it be teak or Brazilian hardwood or whatever, whatever the products are, educate yourself on what the basis of that product is and how it's being manifested, how it's being manufactured, and we can live a more conscious world. We can all do better. We can all cut down on emissions. We can all live a sounder life and throw away less trash. And we have a phenomenal volunteer here right now who has discouraged me even more. We have reusable grocery bags. You know, but when we're living 4 hours from the nearest nice grocery store, that's a lot of grocery bags, so we reuse their cardboard boxes. It's a simple process to get rid of a lot of the plastic that we're using, and we can all make a positive impact, not only on the lives of these elephants by not buying ivory, but on the world, because it's not just the tusks that's causing the problem. It's a much bigger picture. It's
and,
a much bigger picture about greed.
More sustainable, and on this property, you intend to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're doing what we can, and we're always going to push the boundaries on that and try to do more. You know, buying local, you know, working with the local community. We will use supplemental diet for the elephants. We will supplement them with grain and produce. All the produce can be grown locally. It's a perfect environment. We have a great little community just a few kilometers away, about 10 kilometers away. They're ready. They're primed to start building gardens and growing things for the elephants. It helps the small community that is relatively impoverished, very low income area. It helps them. It helps us. It reduces waste. It's all organic. It's a win-win all the way around, and we can do this over and over in our life. So, yes, tragedy in the wild with poaching, but we can change this. We can change.
And you don't have that here. I mean, that's not even going to be an issue in
this
particular sanctuary.
No, because it is an issue with wild elephants. It's not an issue with captive elephants. Two completely different scenarios, but still dealing with the same fundamental problem of, again, lack of respect. Again, we can change this. It's not that hard to open our hearts to doing better.
Education and respect. Well, we're going to be right back with more Scott Blaze here live in Brazil, and you can check it out again at globalelephants.org. And if you'd like to donate, it's something that you could do immediately, and you too can make that impact. You can help to change this right away and give some elephants relief, because every day that they're chained up or still wherever they are, that's suffering and expecting surprising to them to move soon will be freedom for them, and it won't be soon enough. So go to globalelephants.org and donate whatever you can, and let the fencing go in, let the project move on, and let's move on to the second phase, which is even more exciting. So
more elephants
more elephants making life brighter. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series Live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and Board President of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to MakingLifeBrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to Facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at MakingLifeBrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. That's radio@MakingLifeBrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter, and I don't know if in the interim of these commercials you went and donated yet, but if you didn't, you need to. It's not often on my radio shows I talk about needing to give or donate money. I usually just talk about what the passion is behind something and why somebody got into whatever it is they're doing, but in this case, I'm passionate, and I'm asking you all around the world to take a minute and even if it's $20, if it's $50, if it's $100, this is a cause that you can make an impact on a sacred being or beings, plural, in our world and do something about it. And that's how you can help. And everyone asks, well, how can I contribute? This is how you can contribute. Go to globalelephants.org and help us match what we need to match to get those fences up and the elephants moved. And so Scott Blaze is sitting here talking to me today live in Brazil, and we've been having an amazing conversation on this amazing property. And this property is full of natural crystals and just precious land that's literally untouched. It's just so beautiful here. So it begs the question in this grand simplicity, what do you miss about America?
No, my life is full. I don't miss much. Sometimes a Starbucks coffee, which is a guilty pleasure. But truly, we are blessed. Not only to be able to share this work with my wife, who is equally as passionate and has worked with elephants and animals, but to share this passion together, to work together every day and still, you know, be gone for 2 hours and still you can't wait to get home to see each other is an incredible blessing to be able to do this to elephants, for to do this for elephants. It's fulfilling in a way that no commodity can match.
Well, it is simplicity out here, and simplicity has its benefit. And, you know, it's like stepping back in the world where, of course, you have a house here, and that came as part of the land, and you have lots of chickens.
Yes.
And a few dogs and a few cats and many mango trees and all sorts of fruit trees and a garden that's going in and a taper that's on its way.
Yes, he'll be here soon.
So you won't be so lonely.
No, this, it is simplicity. It is a simple life. And that's one of the things that we love about the region. And, you know, going to our neighbor who literally is born and raised in the house that she's living in now with her husband, you know, 70 years later, you see the smile on her face, and she doesn't have much. You know, they don't have a computer. They don't have internet. They don't have... They have a cell phone that gets reception once in a while. They have a TV with a satellite dish that is mostly static. And the smile on their face is so genuine, so pure. And that's part of the energy that resonates through this region. Just, you know, people that are content with what life offers and what they have in life and not always looking for something else. And I think for me personally, you know, we're always looking for more for the elephants, but not always looking for more for ourselves, because what we have is truly remarkable. It's a phenomenal place to live. I know that everyone could live, you know, 35 miles from the closest grocery store, an hour and a half from the closest grocery store, but for me, it's perfect. This is what's not to love from here. I'm watching the moon rise over your shoulder and completely distracted by, we're here. You know, this is amazing. And the only thing that's going to make it better is elephants.
And there's no highway and there's no sirens and there's no
sound at all. There's no artificial sound at all except for the sound that we're making. There's no drone of anything. There's no planes. There's no chemtrails. There's nothing. I mean, this is purity. It's not virgin land. It's a remarkable region of Brazil in the Cerrado region, which is Brazilian savanna. It is one of the richest biomes of the world in terms of biodiversity. This is an old farm. It's a cattle farm, and there's still some of the cows on the property, which we adore, which they will be moved off, unfortunately, but we have to make room for the elephants. But it is an old farm that is ideal. It is perfect for the elephants, and some of it's already cleared, some of it's already come in a state of rejuvenation from the clearing that has been done. But it's a land that's been lying waiting, and it just seems, you know, perfect. We have one neighbor that's 4 kilometers away in one way, in one direction, and 3.5 kilometers away in the other direction, and that's it. This is remote and beautiful and pristine and perfect.
It is. I have to say, you can feel the groundedness as well as the vibratory frequency when you walk the land, the amount of water that's in this area and all the crystals and the variety of crystals that are underneath the land add a vibrational field, which I think is essential for the elephant's recovery, even silently. Surely they'll feel that from wherever they've been. And just the groundedness. I mean, you know, for example, in California, we have constantly, and people become used to it, but they don't realize how it works on their nervous system. Mm-hmm. And when you don't have anything like that really happening, you're able to relax and you know, healing tool.
Well, this is exactly who elephants are at the core too, most beings, you know, and even with humans, but we have moved so far away from that with our modern day society and modern day civilization. But with elephants, they still hold that core so close to them, that the groundedness. And this is truly the core of these elephants, and a transition time back to that. This is who they are with every breath, and this allows them to connect on a substantially greater level when they're in this environment. And again, everything you're saying with the groundedness, the vibration, the crystals, the energy that's being transferred back and forth and available for rejuvenation, elephants are just going to keep they're going to emphasize that even more. They're just going to add to it, and it's going to vibrate the whole region. I have no doubt that it's going to have a huge impact on the region
and around the world. You know, they say that when a butterfly flaps its wings in one part of the world, then it's felt in vibratory frequency in some other place. Yeah. And so happy elephants in five or more can be a very profound experience for the world.
Absolutely. I mean, I'm rather biased, admittedly biased by my experiences,
really?
But yeah, you know, it's
passionate, I'd say, not biased, passionate.
Passionate. It's hard. It's impossible not to. Again, you know, there's nothing that compares. Nothing compares to watching them emerge and feeling that life force rejuvenate. It's incredible.
What have you found in the culture down here that has been challenging for you, but also educational? What have you learned yourself?
We've actually talked a lot about this recently with some of the volunteers. There is I'm going to call it a level of complacency, because sometimes as an American it feels like that. It's like it takes a long time to get some things done. Buying oxygen and acetylene for the torch, it took 3 weeks to get this settled. I mean, this should take like 3 hours, you know, 30 minutes on the phone and you're done deal, go pick up the tanks. But it took 3 weeks because of waiting for quotes and trying to get in the right circumstances and get the right information and waiting for emails to get back. And, you know, they left early because there's a holiday next week. I mean, there's a more relaxed atmosphere to it that does sometimes feel a little bit complacent. Like it's, you know, it's nothing urgent. The nice thing about that is people just take everything in stride. There's not a lot of anxiety about stuff. You get a flat tire? Okay, we fix the flat tire. You know, delivery trucks. We had some torrential rains of several weeks ago, and I had a couple of deliveries, and the one truck couldn't make it all the way up the hill because of, you know, the slick mud, and they tried, and it's pouring down rain. They're out there with their shovels, and they're just making the best out of it. I've been in situations like this in the United States with a delivery truck that can't, you know, get stuck in something so much less, you know, more benign, and a much easier solution is at hand, and people are grouchy, and you should have had this before, and I shouldn't, you know, this is costing me overtime, and, you know, all this anxiety and anger, and these guys are like, whatever. You know, I go to the hardware store, the same delivery truck actually, and we are an hour and a half away from the delivery store, and I bought about maybe $1,000 worth of items, and I said, you know, what's the delivery going to cost? Oh, nothing. You know, we know you're going to be a good customer. He said, we're not going to charge you. An hour and a half away. You know,
wow.
This is a lot of fuel to use. You're not going to charge me for delivery. And they just seem to take a lot of things just in stride. And it's nice. You don't have that same level of anxiety and frustration. And it's something that you have to get used to and you have to have patience with. But with those patients, you have a phenomenal reward. And without that anxiety, things still get done. Things still move forward. But it is a different pace that we have to adapt to.
It's community in a different way without expectation.
Yeah,
it's a different kind of community. What is the history of this land besides it being an old farm? Is there a particular of this region anyway? What is this area in Brazil?
We are in the state of Mato Grosso, and actually if you look in the news, in Mato Grosso state is well known for devastation of Amazon forest. The state is huge. I don't remember the square kilometers or square miles, but it transitions from the Cerrado into the Amazon forest in the north. And for a while we were in the bottom edge of the Amazon forest looking for land there, which is remarkable. But because of many factors there, we moved further south, and we are about 3 hours outside of the state capital of Cuiabá in a municipality of Chapada dos Guimarães. And Chapada is a plateau. It's a higher elevation. Cuiabá is, some people claim it's the hottest place on earth, and Chapada is completely different. There's a freshness to the air, a crispness to the air. It's an ideal climate. Its namesake is a national park. It's a community that is kind of immersed in nature. There's a lot of farming. Tragically, a lot of the cattle farms and even the native Cerrado is being massacred into soy fields. Huge, huge soy and commercial farming with, you know, GMO seeds, with pesticides and fertilizers.
No!
which is tragic to see in this pristine environment. a lot of people do know better. Yeah, you know, a lot of people do better, and a lot of people think they can't do anything about it. So part of it is empowering ourselves, and we can. You know, going back to the watch what you buy.
Mm-hmm.
Buy intelligently, and that's going to change the market. This market isn't, you know, selling to Brazil. There are growers that are selling to the United States.
Wow.
You know, these are growers that are, these are export items. So we need to be smart about what we buy, and it's going to change the world we live in.
Well, thank you so much for all of this and for coming back to be with us. This is amazing. And you can donate now to help complete this fencing and move these elephants immediately at globalelephants.org. And thank you, Scott. And we hope that somehow we can make your life brighter out here, and collectively you can help the elephants, and they'll make the world brighter.
Well, you already have done a phenomenal job of making our life brighter, and we thank you for the opportunity and for the support that we're getting through these programs. Wish we had 10 more hours to share, so much more. maybe we will someday, but it's an honor and a pleasure to converse with you.
And this is a pleasure as well, and thank you for having me out here. This is so amazing. So you can check it out, globalelephants.org, and you can go to makinglifebrighter.com to hear these shows and all the archives there on the radio tab. Thank you so much. Go jolly, everybody, and go make someone else's life brighter, and have an elephant have a new life and make their life brighter too.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
Do you want to make a difference in the world? Join Making Life Brighter Radio to help create a free roam sanctuary for elephants in South America. Finally, there's a working solution for elephants on our planet. People often say they don't know what to do to help animals that are in danger. But now you can team up with Making Life Brighter Radio and your host, Winifred Adams, to give elephants from Brazil and Argentina the freedom to roam in a wild sanctuary in a remote area of Brazil. Free to socialize, heal, and live the life they were always meant to live. Your contribution will build the fences and the Elephant Care Center for the massive free roam sanctuary and set these sacred animals free. Donate today and mention you heard it on Making Life Brighter Radio. Listen to the amazing series live from Brazil, where Winifred speaks to CEO and board president of the Global Sanctuary for Elephants. To donate and for more information, log on to globalelephants.org. You voted show host Winifred Adams Writer of the Year for her Making Life Brighter consciousness columns, Entertainer of the Year 2 years running for her Making Life Brighter radio show, and Humanitarian of the Year for the third year running for her healing work and work at John of God. Medical intuitive and host of the Voice America Making Life Brighter radio show, Winifred Adams is your resource for wellness and consciousness training. A master healer for 20 years with a worldwide and celebrity clientele, Winifred uses her unique gifts to help those in need with physical, spiritual, and emotional ailments or trauma. Individuals and families may book private sessions in person or via Skype worldwide. Go to makinglifebrighter.com for more information. Enjoy Winifred's monthly articles with upwards of 30,000 fans. To buy music and subscribe to her Voice America radio show, visit iTunes worldwide. Follow along on Facebook at Making Life Brighter for her latest humanitarian effort to help move elephants in South America to a free roam sanctuary.
Have you friended us on Facebook yet?
Why not?
Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for the keywords Voice America. Once you are part of our Facebook network, you'll receive daily messages about what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and new happenings at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. And you can add your voice to the always active discussions on our timeline. Just go to facebook.com/Voice America or search for Voice America.
Welcome back to Making Life Brighter with Winifred Adams on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel, the preferred choice for conscious education and entertainment. For more information, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. If you have questions or comments, please email us at radio@makinglifebrighter.com. That's radio@makinglifebrighter.com. And now, back to the show with your host, Winifred Adams.
We're back. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio, and that was Scott Blaze in our final and last series of Live from Brazil at the Elephant Sanctuary. If you'd like to donate, you can go to globalelephants.org
and donate that way. If you have trouble with their button or can't quite get the money through, you can look into their Tennessee branch and see if you can send something there. So we are doing that very special event upcoming October 13th in Malibu. And you can go to makinglifebrighter.com and find the posting there with all the information that you need. And we'll have some lovely artwork with elephants. And if you are an art collector, you may want to come and check out these elephants, because part of the proceeds of this are going to go to the sanctuary in Brazil. And that was the intention all along, to have an event where people can participate. And we get to include artists who are commissioned to make some of these paintings for people that are elephant lovers. I can't say thank you enough for all of you out there that are listening and have listened to this series, because I think Scott delivers amazingly well. So go to Facebook and check out some of the videos that I took when I was down there. I'll have some YouTube postings eventually too, and I'll let you know when that is. But the best way to follow along is to go to the Facebook Making Life Brighter feed. And if you would like to see some more of what's upcoming, I'll post it there as well as on the website. This has really been a labor of love, and I know the elephants are happy about the contribution and the awareness that's been brought from around the world to this entire project. And this is it's almost like the rights of the elephants are coming to the forefront again, and people are waking up to realize that if they don't start to preserve and change their consciousness to preserve these mammals, these animals, we're going to have a problem on Earth, just like if the whales go away. If we lose the whales in our ocean, we lose our ecosystem. If we lose those wise ones on the actual land masses, we have a difference in how energy is transferred, and we don't really know the ramifications of that entirely yet. People are still waking up to the fact that elephants are sentient beings and speak telepathically. If we assume for a minute that that's already a given and true, what more is there that we don't know and can't understand yet? For people that are very intuitive and very evolved, that can tune into and resonate with the frequency of these animals and their spirit, it's kind of like those that can talk to plants and trees. There's a wisdom that comes through, and that wisdom is offering us something. It's offering us a new energetic opportunity. But if we get rid of the very source of that, and we don't preserve it, and we think it's our entertainment, like at a zoo, we're missing the point. The ivory trade in Africa and beyond, where they're poaching elephants, and they're basically massacring and torturing these sacred beings to extract the ivory tusks and use it for a variety of things. You know, it's no different than torture. And it's a kind of torture that somehow collectively in our consciousness we're agreeing to. Now, just like anything that would warrant change, enough consciousness needs to come to the party collectively to agree that that's not only not warranted, it's just completely insane. And why would we do that? And why would we act upon that? I have a friend of mine that used to be a guide in Kenya on safaris. And she's told me stories about the people that are on both sides of the coin, that they will, you know, preserve the animals only to be a part of the people that poach them for the money. And when we value money and the killing of something mindlessly for the sake of trade, we have to ask ourselves where our heart is resonating and what's happening in our own heart. And there is karma to that. There's both individual karma to the people that are involved, as well as the karma collectively as we allow that to go on. So just like the whales that are killed, or You know, different belief systems and different cultures beget different practices. But as we evolve in humanity, hopefully we see the desires of those belief systems no longer are warranted, that there's a change, that there's an absolute truth behind something that would give us a better way of conducting ourselves in the world and for the greater good of all, instead of an immediate return on something. So with the elephants, they are sacred beings, and it would be much more to our benefit if we could focus upon them in love and strengthen them in energy, instead of maybe even trying to stop things from happening. The more we put love to a scenario, the more opportunity there is for something to be worked out. As human beings, as my master teacher always said, we as human beings can't solve the problem here, but we can offer a solution, and the solution can be love. So we don't know how to work out the things that we see that we don't like, such as the elephant massacres that are happening all over because of poaching. And we as humans try and think up a solution to that, but there may be other things being worked out in other planes of existence that we don't understand. So what we can do, however, is focus on the energy of love going to that and assisting, however, a higher, more refined energy field can work that out for the benefit of the elephants and all involved. We might see animals become extinct in our current lifetime here. That may be part of the working out of the greater process of the earth plane as it shifts up in frequency. But we also might be seeing our own poor decision making collectively coming to a head and have to serve the consequence of that within the perfection of things being worked out. There really is only one thing that we can offer, and that's being loving and being present. When you are present, technically you're more loving. And when we can become quiet in a moment and focus on something, we have the availability to become more loving. You know, they always say that it takes one person in tune to move mountains, or move millions even. But that's why masters are so coveted. They do such a tremendous amount of realignment work on the planet. And there are master animals as well. And it's always funny, you know, in history, there's always this historical play out where, for example, Jesus was hung on the cross, and yet he was a master, and look at the energy that's carried over into so many years later. But why did we have to kill him? Why couldn't we have appreciated him? Elephants are master animals. Why do we have to kill them and take a piece of them? Why can't we appreciate what they're telling us and what they're sharing with us? The crystal children today, the indigo children today, they know this. They understand this. And hopefully their presence will help that shift so that those of us that are so ignorant can change in this time frame and preserve that which is left. You're listening to Making Life Brighter Radio. Go jolly, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Making Life Brighter on the Health and Wellness Channel. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for information, inspiration, and education with leading experts in healing and consciousness. For more information and a complete show schedule, please visit us at makinglifebrighter.com. Making Life Brighter, successfully helping you feel better from the inside out. Go jolly! Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.